Did you make any matcha dance before sending it? Like nearly having some?
No. I'm like I said, I usually go in not knowing, but I thought maybe this would produce a certain kind of directed intention because it has these kind of lines, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't. I had to go in and say, what are you doing right here? You know, and they go, oh, I'm doing that. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, so it was. But as long as it was clear for them, I don't. It's fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, that's what you want. You know, it's not a question of whether people are doing what I want. Is it? Do you really know what you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, good. Then be really clear yourself.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because on the one hand you describe it as like, well, there's a deadline, and things just falls in my lap, and I think that. So there's a contingency and making that earnest.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, it cannot be any just anything. So you say, I wouldn't give this to Simon Forti. I wouldn't give this to... So there's something
right.
Something intrinsic to that material or how you're...
Well, look at. I mean, it's suggesting vectors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, I mean, that alone... the reason I say not Simon Forti because I don't think vectors would... or maybe they would supply her with a subject that would be as satisfactory to say something less obvious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is very, on one hand they're very obvious, but on the other hand they're not, you know, because what you're not accounting for is time. For example, as you may try to go from here to there, right, but that person may not be there. So what is that happens to you here? So you have to invent the situation because it's not that, and it'll never be. So they all start with an intention. What happens is everything slips out of your way, you know, because you're not, in other words, this is not going from A to B, you know, this is actually A is now there, and just when you thought you were going to go there, it's you know, boom, it's not going to happen. So you'll have to basically recalibrate and re-strategize in the middle of your intentions.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, it's sort of like the way it sort of represents the whole process on another level. What actually happens once you perform those or try to perform them? I mean, my intention was to help my friend who said, "Oh, could you make a piece?" And I said, "Well, I can't be there," you know. So I'm not sure if he'd and decided that or I decided it. You should ask him, Daniel. You really should.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I bet he has some very nice memories. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's great. That's good.
Yeah. But we decided on facts, and I have the feeling he might have suggested it. I don't know why. Why else would I have chosen the Tiepolo? You know what I mean?